The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, she's furious about the lack of UK government support for Anguillans in the face of Hurricane Irma. It's the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Very good, thank you.
Yes,
they deserve help. They're really proud to be British. I loved living there. It was a great place.
And you didn't say, well, it was very interesting. It's in the middle of obviously the Caribbean there, or whatever, isn't it? But in the middle of nowhere. But they essentially got amazing internet.
They've got amazing internet thanks to cable and wireless. Really, cable and wireless, and underground fibre optic cables. Yeah.
Why is that? Because cable and wireless are based there, you say? Because
no, they have a huge office. They connected it all up. Okay. They did it. Like, it's amazing. It's a great place to go. And when it's fixed up, people should visit.
Okay, cool, cool. All right.
And you get nice people there because there's no direct flights.
Isn't it?
I think it's like, if you make it that little bit harder to get to, the people that you meet there really want to be there, so it's good.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Is that closer to Turks and Caicos?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's close to St. Martin. It's close to St. Bart's, which is French. It's on the outer edge of the Leeward Islands. It's right out there.
Okay. Anyway, let's get into the charts. We're nattering about this. You're getting into the geographies of the Caribbean. Here we go. Let's look at the charts today. So some companies with the operational updates. First one here is Ascent Resources, AST. Hopefully you've got Colin on the podcast later. There we are. It's an exclusive. I know, well-followed stock. In fact, the most followed stock on Vox Markets, that is. Ascent Resources, AST.
Ascent Resources. Yeah, this is a really good-looking chart. Yeah, we're sitting on a 23.6 fib, which is really good support at 1.92. We've double bottomed on the 200-day moving average, and all the daily moving averages are bunched up. When you see it like that, it usually precedes a powerful move. Mm-hmm. We got above the daily 20 moving average today, and we've dropped back since we started. I'd really like to see a daily close above 2.05. That would be quite bullish and a breakout. If we can hold above 2.05, which we're not managing to do at the moment, then we're going to go higher. A break above 2.55 gets us out of this wedge, and then we've got really nice upside targets. We've got resistance at 4.4 and 5.2, but my target is 7.62. But that's what we've got to do. Only a close above 2.55 will signal that.
What is your target, you say? Hopefully is what?
7.62.
Wow.
But only if we can close above 2.55.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. Okay, next one is Audio Boom, or Boom is ticker. And it's been, the share price has not been performing of late, but they had a quarter three update today, which looks like they're very much on track to hit their £5 million revenue target for the year. In fact, all they need to achieve is a 14% growth in revenue from Q3 to Q4. And to put that in perspective, they achieved a 32% growth from Q2 to Q3. So it's very achievable. They achieve anything more than 40% increase, they'll beat their target for £5 million revenue for the year. And next year's revenue target is about £18 million, which is bigger than the market cap. So what do you reckon on Boom, Nicola?
Boom. So it's been in really long wedge consolidation since the start of 2016 after the drop in 2015. So we've just literally, as in yesterday or the last couple of days, triple bottomed at that 1.78 support level and bottom of the wedge. And now we've seen a powerful move higher today. We're above the daily 50 moving average. That's really a good sign. That is at 2.035. If we can hold above that, I'd like to see us take on the 200-day moving average at 2.4. Above 2.4, we're headed back to the top of the wedge again. I'm looking for a breakout. If we can break out, and that if you draw a trend line from the March 2016 high and connect the March 2017 high, that's what we need to break above. And that comes in around sort of 3.15. So above 3.15, my target's 5.65 next.
Marvellous, 5.65. Cool. Okay, last one is Solo. They've had a couple of updates on the podcast yesterday. They've updated the resources there in Natoria and in Tanzania, their gas there. And also they've submitted a field development plan to the Tanzanian government. So what do you reckon on Solo?
This one's a really nice looking chart too.
Yeah, I said this yesterday. Someone said to me, can you do Solo? And I said, do you know what? I like the chart there.
It's starting So if we look at the big rally, you know, in 2014, we traced to the 886, very common, really good support level. And then, so those 2016 lows, we've just retested with a really nice kind of rounding bottom, inverted head and shoulder pattern. We've rolled all the daily moving averages bullish. We've broken above that sort of mid 5.7 area. Resistance, we're on our way higher. We're going to go to 7.46. That's the daily 200 moving average, and it's the 23.6 fib, sort of our bull bear line. If we get above 7.6, I don't think we will first attempt. We'll probably bounce off it first, but then when we go through, we're going to go to 11.05. And above 11.05, we're going to go to new highs for 2017.
Marvellous, Nicholas. Fantastic.
I will send an annotated chart.
When will you send them to me, Nicola?
Justin?
Yesterday he's ignoring me. But I said, you said to me, 11
Here
o'clock.
I am, battling on while I'm sick.
I know.
I will send it to you in timely means.
You said to me.
I would just like to apologise to everybody that I won't be here tomorrow.
What?
I know.
Why?
I'm going to France.
What? You didn't tell me that. Maybe apologise to everyone. You didn't tell me that.
Sorry.
Nicola, you said to me yesterday.
I meant to tell you at the beginning and we were so rushed and I was doing angry Anguilla person stuff, so.
Okay, well, send me the charts then. Put them on the company pages and send me the charts. I'll put them on the blog.
I'll be back Monday, though.
At voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.